Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
That's Jimmy bringing us back. 17:30 hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jessica Moser's here. Jessica's Senior VP for Small Business and Specialty Business at MetLife, and she is bringing us the outstanding MetLife U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Index, which they do quarterly, and we're so fortunate to have her join us every quarter to talk about the most recent one, and we've got that one on our table right now. Jessica, thanks again for being here. We are breaking down the internals of this interview, of this index, and it's pretty exciting, pretty fascinating. I love hearing the macro number, the big number, the big needle has been moved. But I love going into finding out what made that big needle move. Some little needles had to move, and one of them you found was manufacturing, still bullish. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that manufacturing is absolutely. I think that they're definitely ahead in terms of responding in their optimism, and I think that because like you said, right, it's starting to trickle. It's been more consistently trickling, mm-hmm. and maybe it's a flow now, and that manufacturers are more bullish than the rest of the country.
And people need to realize that way more than 90%. I've forgotten what the number is. It's some ridiculous number. More than 90% of all manufacturers are small businesses.
That's right.
So that's lot exactly right. of manufacturing companies out there. Their numbers aren't as big as GM or Ford or some of those companies, but their overall volume isn't, but their numbers are huge.
Exactly. I want to be clear that we don't necessarily, until it becomes a trend, get into the why. Because really what we're trying to do, I don't want you to think I'm avoiding the question. I wanted you to know, like, the real reason, the focus behind the MetLife and U.S. Chamber Small Business Index every quarter is to get the real data, right? Because so much can be just misinterpreted, but to get the data so that we can find ways to inform policymakers and leaders about issues that are truly affecting small business, right?
Well, and let me give you an example. And this is not MetLife saying this, folks. This is me. This is 100% my editorializing here. When I hear that your number, it tells us in a very agnostic way that manufacturers are turned bullish, that tells me that they're continuing to support the pressure that America is putting on our trading partners, including China, including Europe, including Mexico and Canada, because if they weren't, some of the pressure we're having to put on those people are hurting them. There's some pain there. There's some pain in the small business sector. There's some pain in the farming sector. But I think they're realizing that with all of that, for them to still be optimistic tells me that they're weathering you talked about the policies. There's no greater policy that can be involved with a manufacturer right now than the trade negotiations are going on.
Right. And they do still, more manufacturers this quarter reported that they're likely to increase investments than last quarter.
That's good
so
news.
There's definitely something. Conversely, if we look at the professional services sector, that dropped just a bit. Well, 5%
from 61 to. Tell us who those people are.
So professional services are like consultants, accountants, doctors, mm-hmm. lawyers. That's what mm-hmm. we group professional services.
Right.
So, you know, what we're trying to do is understand when we say small business, there is a certain bit of broad brush. But the more we can understand about the next level down, I can't really say micro because we're not, at every single town. Right. But because we have the statistically significant data, we can slice it different ways, and it helps us try and understand. It helps us look at the data so we can start to hypothesize what is the right message that Washington needs to hear about mm-hmm. what's going on with small business. Well, so, for example, across – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going. You're doing good.
thanks, Jim. One topic, right? So we do the index every quarter, and we ask some questions, and then we try and do a deep dive on an issue that impacts small businesses, and it varies every quarter. So this quarter, we asked about the need to access healthcare information. So not, you know, what side of the fence are you on around healthcare, but as a small business, can you access, how do you access healthcare information? And regardless of sector or region, it was pretty consistent that one in every five small business owners say they don't have enough information to make informed decisions about healthcare, which, like, that's something, and they're spending a lot of time looking for healthcare information. 70% said it was time consuming, and yet they're still not comfortable. And when we think about tie this to the war for talent and how hard it is to hire, you think about healthcare, you think about
but
benefits.
But the big companies have this information. Small businesses don't. And when we have to go up against, we're literally in an all out war for talent right now. And part of the players in this war are the big companies. I mean, they're coming after the same people we're coming after. They might even be trying to poach our people. Where we need the kind of information the big companies have, so we can talk to our own people and let them believe that we're not in the dark on these things like healthcare.
Right.
I'm so glad that you guys are dealing with this.
Two or three potential solutions around that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.